Malcolm Forbes once said that failure is success if we learn from it. Tune in twice each month to The Shelly Show as co-host marketers Shelly Iverson and Nate Ebert interview successful business owners who share their failing forward marketing strategies and learn how to master digital marketing, Google Ads, and SEO. Let's go to work.
Hi, I'm Shelly.
And this is Nate.
And together we are The Shelly Show.
And we are brought to you by Shelly Social Media, here for all of your digital marketing needs. And today we are here with Elizabeth Garcia Hall. So how's everything going for everybody today?
Hey, Elizabeth. Great. How you doing? Yeah.
Great. Doing over well, here. Thanks. Thanks for the good. Invitation to come on.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thanks for being on. We know you guys are probably pretty busy, especially running things. So, you know, we appreciate having you here.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Well, yeah. So, Elizabeth, just take some time to introduce yourself as well as your business here.
You said my name, but I'll say it again because it kind of flows into, you know, talking about yourself. So, Elizabeth Garcia Hall. I'm currently the co-general manager and owner of Hubbard Avenue Diner, and that's a kind of a pandemic assignment. Before that, I was with Food Fight Restaurant Group as the director of hospitality over the 20 restaurant portfolio of Food Fight.
Wow.
So, sounds more exciting than it is. I don't know if it's worth a wow, but you can wow if you want a wow. So,
20 restaurants, that's pretty big.
sure, but you know, you can't be every place all at one time. So, in any case, but now in pandemic life, I'm at Hubbard Avenue Diner and have been an owner here with my husband, Jose Garcia, since 2011. And so he has graciously allowed me into his space because he's the general manager here. So now we're working together during this time when nothing looks like it used to look.
Wow. Nice. That must have been at least a bit of an adjustment. I mean, even being a part of it, though, you've got some experience with it, but shifting from one thing to another during a pandemic must have been at least a little bit of a challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Emotionally, physically, the whole nine.
Yep. Well, I think everybody's right there with you. We're,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, excellent. So it sounds like you guys have been in business, you know, at least 9 years going on, as well as, you know, you serving in other avenues. So I'm just kind of starting off just kind of within theme of our podcast. Is there anything that stuck out to you when thinking about, you know, failing forward that you had to really mention about a failure in the past that really spurred on some success for you?
Well, it's possible that I'm going to be really disappointing here for you.
Okay.
Only because I don't really think, you know, the diner was opened in 1999. I might have had a little bird on my shoulders telling me that, but the diner was opened in 99 and has been met with huge success in the community here in Middleton. That doesn't mean that there aren't some hits and misses. So. Oh. I don't necessarily think of them as failures. I think failure is, that sounds pretty unrecoverable. It sounds final, maybe even a little bit demoralizing. So I just prefer to call them hits and misses.
Okay.
And, you know, we've definitely had misses. Maybe even on the daily, you know, for me, when I think about the misses and not just only as a business owner at the diner, but in the restaurant business in general, in my career, I think the first thing I think about are the mistakes that we missed or that we couldn't fix. So for me, that's not just externally with the guests, but it also speaks to employees. You know, who did we lose along the way that we lost because we weren't in tune to what they needed? or, you know, as much as an employee as a guest as well. So sometimes, you know, and at least in the restaurant business, we get lots of reviews, right? So sometimes we'll read a review and they'll say, you know, I was there 15 minutes ago and this is how poorly everything went. Well, shoot, it would have been great to be able to know that 15 minutes ago. So when I think about the misses, that's what I think about. I think about,
okay,
where did we drop the ball, and either not know we dropped the ball, not notice it, or even when we knew about it, tried to fix it and didn't quite get there. That for me, and particularly thinking of my position pre-pandemic as the director of hospitality, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Who have we lost along the way and why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, obviously you guys really don't have anything that stands out as a glaring failure, but more of those hit or misses, like you mentioned. So then how do you guys work to, so say I come in and one of those misses happens and I leave and I have a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth from the, you know, not from the food, but maybe from the experience. How do you work to really combat those? Like, you know, say somebody did post on Yelp, how do you work to combat that for future experiences?
Well, what I want is for people to remember how we fixed it more than remembering the mistake that was made.
Gotcha.
So if we can hear either in the moment or post moment when there's a review, if we can take that and really, I mean, I hate to use like sports analogies, doesn't really fit, but if we can knock it out of the park, like if we can just say, okay, this is what we messed up, but actually I'm not just going to offer you a free dessert. I'm not, you know, something that feels really canned and
convenient, maybe
insincere. Yeah. Convenient. Mm-hmm. I actually want to totally knock it out of the park so that you're like, what? and you forget the bad taste in your mouth, or you realize that this is what we live and breathe. And what happened, whatever that may have been, wasn't what we were going for.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. So just kind of handling it in the moment, working with the customer as well as, you know, potentially a coworker, and just saying, hey, we know we messed up here. Is there any thing we
Absolutely.
Can do to really? Yeah.
Yeah. Own it. Just own it. I mean, and the thing is, you know, there's that old thing about the customer's always right. And that may not be the case, right? Like, I remember years ago I had this man who would, this isn't here, but we'd take out his breakfast to him, and he ate at this particular restaurant, I think like 6 days a week.
Wow.
And we'd take it out to him like right as soon as it was ready. And he'd say, these eggs are old and cold. And then we'd take it back and remake it for him. And then he'd be happy the second time. The eggs weren't old and the eggs weren't cold. So the customer wasn't right, but the customer's perception is the customer's perception, and that piece is right. I can't take that away. So I couldn't say, like, no, I promise those eggs are hot. That doesn't matter. If they were cold to him, then they were cold to him, and that's what I need to fix. And it doesn't, you know, for me, it's like sometimes we can do that in the moment. But if it's a review later, then we're going to reach out to the review. We reach out to all of our reviews if they're... 1, 2, or 3 stars, every single one of them. And well, that's kind of a lie. Let me clarify that. If they are, sorry, can I lie on your podcast? No, just
I mean,
let me just, sure? If I fix it, then we'll be okay. So
as long as it's not about health and safety, I'm good with it.
No, I'm not going to lie. So it's, if we get a review that is, if it's racist, sexist, homophobic, uses, foul language against any of our employees, I don't need to respond to that. I don't need to engage it. I don't need to have you back. However, all those things aside, I'm going to reply to your review and apologize, because whatever that person's perception was, I can't take that away. I have to honor it and say, I'm so sorry. And then make it better. And sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't. So it's a bummer when we can't. When, you know, if I, it just happened not too long ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. We got an email that we had missed the dinner roll and the coleslaw, like, you know, three dinners in a row to go, and the person was just done with us. Like, that was it. They would not come back again. And so I wrote back and just said, like, you know, really that I was so sorry. And we should be reviewing each order more carefully before it goes out so that we aren't missing anything. And then I extended a refund, and I extended a visit back on us. And the person said, no, I'm done with you guys. So at that point, you know, I won't grovel, but it just is such a bummer, because I don't want to lose anyone from the coleslaw. Right. Like,
yeah.
Oh shoot. But that said, like, everyone has a story, right? So, and Nate, you were mentioning it earlier when we were talking before going to recording. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has something they're dealing with, especially right now in pandemic world. Everyone has a story, and it was like that before. So I don't know if I miss your coleslaw, if what other things you have going on in your life that just aren't going the way you want them to. And maybe it was just the tipping point. And that's really important. Think about it all times in respect. So everybody's got a story. I don't know what they're going through. So they may explode about something that to me seems really minimal, but it might just be the one thing that they couldn't take. And so that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great way.
Sorry, I can babble on about it for hours.
No, you're good. Honestly, I'm just kind of thinking of a good response to that. But honestly, that's just such a holistic way of looking at it. Like, you understand that, hey, somebody might really be angry that they didn't get their coleslaw today, or you might look at it from a perspective of we don't know what they're going through. They might be unemployed.
No idea.
They might be
right.
Frustrated. And coming at it from that perspective, and I like the backtrack / lie about the racist, that stuff, like, totally permitted. I'm allowing it for this one just because I think you're right. I don't think people they already have their minds made up there as well. Like, they're not going to change. Right. And that's a ridiculous reason not to go back to a restaurant, in my opinion.
Right.
But
right.
I really like that opinion of yours, that the customer is right in their own perspective. And that's something that you need to come at it from that angle.
That's where it needs to come from. Otherwise, you know, this is our blood, sweat, and tears. Like, it's a restaurant we own. We're here way too many hours out of the day. It consumes our life. It consumes our family. So when someone says, this place really stinks, it's hard not to take that personally. So, and then kind of like lash back and say, like, yeah, you know what? You stink. You know, and there are restaurant owners who take that approach and say, you know, if people say, well, this is too expensive, there are restaurant owners that'll engage and say, oh, you know what, you don't understand how much we pay our staff, how much it costs for health insurance, how, you know, what other benefits we offer, how much it, you know, it costs to get X in the door from our supplier, and they'll go into that. But yes, those are all things, but I just choose to take a different approach and say, you know, I'm so sorry that it didn't feel like a value. So what can we do to make it feel like a value for next time?
I see that as being a compassionate approach.
It's hopefully.
I think it is. I mean, I've been to the Hubbard Diner umpteen times. I've always had a great experience there, but I know that there are, you know, being a business owner myself, I know that there are days you can't please that person no matter what you do.
Sure.
And it's not necessarily about what you're doing. It's like you said, I don't know their story. I don't know what's going on with them. They could be having a crappy day and being cranky and, you know, and whatever, but
Well, and yeah. So could we, Shelley, right? So I am fully aware that every person that walks in the doors here and walks out our doors here does not receive an A+. Mm-hmm. I wish they did, but I know that our staff is also very human, right? And has things that are going on in their worlds right now, too, and always. So, you know, leaving that at the door and bringing their 100% every single time, maybe there are days when that's really difficult. So,
Definitely.
So I'm not under any, happy pink cloud where I think everything here is perfect and it's other people's bad days. I think it's just a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If we can fix things in the moment, then we don't have to worry about the later, right? So that's the ultimate goal, is to read the guests and to be paying attention to the details so that in that moment we aren't having someone get out the door and want to write us an email, want to post online about their terrible experience, but rather they feel better when they leave than when they got here. That's the goal.
No, I like that. And that's I like that as like a central like goal that you guys can always point to as this is what our goal is. It seems small, but if they can leave better than they came in, that's a win for us. And I like that.
And who knows what's going to tip it in that direction?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be the coleslaw, right? But it might actually just be, it might just be like a hello and some eye contact. There's just, you know, there's so many, they're like these moments of truth. There are so many moments along the way when someone comes in the door to when someone leaves that that we can make or break it. And, you know, hopefully in there's a connection and things go the right way.
Yeah.
Hopefully more hits than misses. I think we have more hits than misses, or we wouldn't still be here with our doors open.
Exactly. That's true. It reminds me of that saying, and I don't know if I'll get it right, but there's that saying, it's not about, it's about how you react to other people. It's not what people say to you, but how you react to what they say. And I know that one day I used to live in a really small town, and I went into the gas station, and the person behind the gas station, she was just really super cranky to me. She was really rude and icky to me. And instead of getting defensive and mean or anything back to her, I just looked at her and I says, wow, I says, it seems like you're having a really bad day. And that's all I said, instead of like reacting to her. And you wouldn't believe it. It was kind of like her whole demeanor changed. She looked at me, she goes, I really am having a bad day. And then, and she shared a little bit of it. And I said, well, I hope your day gets better. And I smiled at her and she smiled back. And I may have changed her day. I don't know. But I definitely changed my day.
Right. So, right. And in the restaurant business, like that's what we have all day, every day. Right. And not just in the restaurant business. I mean, in most client driven businesses. Right. Like this is like, you know, moment after moment where we're where we have that opportunity to make a difference for people.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. This has been just kind of a wholesome conversation. I've been really enjoying it. Not gonna lie to you.
I hijacked your topic and said,
I love this. I like it. So I actually wanted to kind of keep going with that hijack. So since you didn't really have a big overarching like failure or blooper to point to, I wanted to talk about, because for me personally, dealing with people sometimes can be a little difficult. It can. So keeping that, how do you really focus on keeping that positivity that, hey, I saw a really bad, like a 1-star review on Yelp that was just, I don't really think that would have even happened here. How do you kind of keep that positivity, and what do you do on the daily to make sure that you're in that headspace?
I still go back to everyone has a story. And I think if I can keep that in mind, and know that it's not personal. You know, you see the 1-star review, you might like throw a couple curse words out there, but you might also like just kind of groan like, oh no, tell me that didn't happen. And then for me, the most energizing piece is to be able to fix it. Like that's the best part, when people are like, oh, I wasn't expecting a response. You know, I think sometimes with reviews, people like, that's kind of a, moment where they can, what's the word I'm looking for? Vent, right? They can kind of vent and dump and get it all out there. And sometimes don't realize there's a person on the other end. So when I get in touch and then can make a connection with them, it's like, that's hugely energizing. And satisfying. So I think, you know, even sometimes just in general, like sometimes this is totally off topic, but sometimes we're driving and somebody cuts me off and my kids are like, Mom, beep the horn, beep the horn. Like, I have no idea what is happening in their world right now. So beeping the horn isn't where we need to go. We just need to say they must really have something they need to get to right now, you know, like, and let them get there safely. So I don't know. I think it's just empathy.
Yep.
It's with everything. And, you know, even when I know that, like you said, with the review, I read it and I'm like, I know that didn't happen. I was there, you know, or I know, you know, I know I delivered their food myself. Or sometimes they'll say like, oh, they're like, let's say they'll say like, oh, their spaghetti and meatballs is the worst thing on earth. Well, we don't have spaghetti and meatballs. So I know that you either like grabbed the wrong restaurant or like, you know, but still I'm going to reply and say, shoot, I'm so sorry you had terrible spaghetti and meatballs. We don't have that. Could you have had something else that was making you think of spaghetti and meatballs? Like just, you know what I mean? But that's what I'll do. Like, you're totally laughing at me, but that's what we'll do. We'll just validate what they felt, even if it might be bonkers.
Me and Nate are a little bit of a smartasses. So, I mean, when you said that, I was already thinking the smartass remarks that I would make.
Yeah, we sure don't have Nate that. What are you talking about?
Well, that's not going to get me anywhere. But if they didn't here and they say like, oh my gosh, that was the totally wrong restaurant. They might say, but thanks for reaching out to me. I'm going to come there next time. And then I have somebody that's going to try the restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
This is why you're a successful restaurant owner. And I'm not.
This is why you, exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm not making those smart ass comments.
I didn't say I was going to make it on paper or on digitally, you know, in the digital world. I just said in my head. There's things that go on when people leave like some crazy reviews and you're just like, wait a minute. You signed up for what? That, we don't offer that. That's somebody else, honey. Yeah. Oh,
man. Well, we're cutting up a little close on time here, but honestly, Elizabeth, that was, in my opinion, that was a great conversation just about how to really maintain that perspective, because I think especially in our current world, we could use a little bit of that. We could use a little bit of taking time to understand, hey, are you really the person that said that, or is your day saying that? Are you really what you really want to lead with that? Or
it's also what we lead with too, right? So knowing that everyone right now is, you know, maybe stressed out to their max, right? Everyone right now has things that aren't going the way they used to go. Like when people are coming into a restaurant or ordering takeout from a restaurant, they need a little slice of normal. They need a little slice of comfort. And for us to serve it safely at the same time. So, and we can do that, you know, and I don't know. I said, I could babble about it forever, but I won't. I know we're short on time. I thank you for the opportunity.
I love the conversation too. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate, you giving us like Nate said, a little bit of, a glimmer of I don't know. I think it's hope even that humanity is out there. You know that
it is
passionate, that like empathy it. That's out there, because it's not everywhere. And when we talked to quite a few people, business owners and whatnot. You know, and some of it's some people are just, especially right now during the election and during this and that and pandemic. I mean, there's just a lot of that negativity flying around, you know, and this is a very positive conversation. I really am enjoying
that. Thank you. I mean, you know, the world is burning down around us. So don't get me wrong. We're, you know, we have some really hard times here. And, you know, the diner is a huge, huge volume restaurant usually. And it is hard to walk in and not see it full with a waiting list. Like, I'm not going to lie, that's hard. And it does impact our family. Being in a new position impacts our family. And I just have to take the moments when I can brighten someone else's day and figure that's got to carry me along a little bit through this because there's no telling. There's restaurants closing around us, you know, literally like across the street and down the block and all over the place. So I can't think about that. I've got to think, you know what? Let's just keep doing this and find a positive space. There is hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today. And I'm sure that our listeners appreciate your insights.
Who knows? Maybe they'll be like, that one's real crazy. But it was a pleasure.
I, for one, enjoyed it and got something from it. So hopefully they will, too.
Listen, mister, we'll see you at the diner soon, mister. I've never eaten at the diner.
Well, hey, my fiance works right there, so absolutely. I'm going to see if she can bring some home tonight.
Brilliant. You know, it's Thursday, roasted order chicken special.
And it better be there.
And I leave it just off kidding, on purpose. I can't say coleslaw.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. And again, to our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning into our wholesome message today. We are, again, excited to announce that we have a Facebook page now. It's titled The Shelly Show. I actually just shared it with some of my coworkers today for my other position. So share it around, spread it around, spread the love, spread the hope, spread the wholesomeness. And we update that page constantly and post our episodes there twice a month. For October, we're going to have 4 episodes as this is restaurant month. So we are just talking to restaurant owners in and around Madison and seeing how they're doing. So tune in next week for our next episode.